In the center of the gallery, the sculpture by the artist Faye Heavyshield offers a metaphor for the solidarity that exists among women and strengthens communities and families. Sisters is an elegant composition of 12 life-size plaster casts of women's shoes placed at equal intervals. The work naturally invites us to trace an imaginary curved line from the toe of one shoe to the next, filling the empty space that separates them and drawing a perfect circle around them. This highly symbolic shape is an organizing principle deeply rooted in many indigenous cultures, including the Kenai culture, to which Heavyshield belongs. The six pairs of empty shoes that form the work bring to mind the bodies that might occupy them. Who are these women? We can't see them, of course, but the title of the installation suggests that they are the artist and her sisters, whether by blood or by heart. The circle that connects them may be associated with the idea of solidarity, but the particular arrangement of the shoes, all turned outward, also seems to evoke a defensive formation. They are placed in such a way that no sister has her back exposed. They protect each other. In fact, each shoe, painted a chalky pale yellow, has an indent in the center of the toe, giving it the appearance of a cloven hoof. The reference is not without meaning. Muskoxen, for example, are known for adopting a similar formation when they feel threatened. They stand close together, flank to flank, and place their young in the center to protect them. For Heavyshield, the cloven toes of the shoes are, however, a reference to the hooves of reindeer, conveying that animal's elegance, strength, and fragility. The work seems to draw its poetry and emotion from Heavyshield's personal mythology. When she was young, she and her siblings were separated from their family and sent to a residential school, where they suffered various kinds of abuse and were forced to abandon their mother tongue. The title Sisters thus bears a powerful symbolism that goes beyond sisterhood alone. The sisters evoked are also the mothers, grandmothers, aunts, all the women close to us whose love, strength, and tenacity feed and support us. This striking work pays homage to the strength of women who combine their efforts to confront adversity.